In today's gospel, Christ proclaims himself as our good shepherd, leading us to eternal life. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can take them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can take them out of the Father's hand. The Father and I are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm tempted this morning to ask, anybody here who's, let's say, 25 years of age or younger, whether you know what a Victrola is? See, because those of us who are more mature here remember that before there were memory sticks and playlists on iPads or iPhones and CDs, there were things called record players. And the very first record players were called Victrolas. You might remember there were boxes with a turntable on the top, and you put this black vinyl thing on it and you played it. And on top of it was just like the speaker was like kind of a big horn sticking out the top of the thing, right? Victrolas. And the Record Corporation of America, RCA, had a very interesting logo for their Victrola. It showed the box with the horn on the top, and then this little dog sitting right next to it with its head kind of cocked, listening to the sound coming out of the Victrola. And the logo, or the saying, was his master's voice. The dog there listening for his master's voice. A wonderful image, I think, of what the gospel presents to us today. Because today, Jesus says to us in the gospel that if we are his sheep, we listen to his voice. He is our shepherd, but we must listen to his voice. And the reason we should listen to his voice is he's got some critically important things to tell us. Critically important for the meaning of our lives. Today, for example, there are two things in this particular gospel, brief as it is, that are very important. The first is this. He says to us today that he knows his sheep by name, and that nothing can take them out of his hand. Think about the importance of that. He knows you and me by name, and nothing can separate us from him. We are so precious to him. Nothing can separate us from him unless we choose to take ourselves out of his hand. How powerful is that for the meaning of our lives? It was brought home to me by this wonderful story told by a missionary who was working with the Hebi people of the Cameroons. And the Hebi tribe was rather isolated, and as is true for many places in the world, isolated tribes tend to develop their own language. So the Hebi people had a rather specific language. And it was a difficult language. Every verb in the language concluded with one of three different vowels. Every verb concluded with an I, an A, or a U. And depending on whether it was an I, an A, or a U, the meaning of the verb changed. So he was trying to learn the language so he could write a Hebe version of the scripture. So he's talking over a period of months with the elders of the tribe and trying to learn the language. And so one day he says to them, the elders, he says, "Now, I understand that your word for love is DV. That's your word for love." They said, "That's right." So he said, "Now, every verb ends with one of those letters." "That's right." "So tell me, could you DVI your wife?" "Oh, yeah," they said. "Oh, that would mean that you loved your wife once, but you don't love her anymore. DVI. You loved her once, but you don't love her anymore." "Oh. Well, could you DVA your wife?" "Of course. That means that you love her because she's good to you. She brings you water. She cooks your feed meals. She takes care of your children. She's good to you. You love her. DVA. He said, "Well, could you DVU your wife?" "Never, that doesn't exist. That doesn't exist at all." "Well, why is that?" "Because that would mean if you DVU'd your wife, that would mean that you'd love her even if she didn't bring you water, even if she didn't cook your meals, even if she didn't take care of your children, even if she committed adultery. That's impossible. You can't DVU your wife." So the priest thought and he said, "Well, tell me, could God DVU his people?" The elders thought about that and they began to weep. They began to cry. They said, "That would mean that God would love us from one generation to the next. Even if we forgot him, even if we didn't worship him, even if we turned against him, he'd continue to love us." And they were weeping. And from that day on, God's love for his people in Hebe was written DVU. What a powerful thought. That's the way God loves us. We can turn away from him, and he grants us our wishes, but he never turns away from us. How important is it for us to hear that, to listen to that? Second thing that Jesus teaches us today, if we listen to him, is this, that he leads his sheep, you and me, to eternal life. That's our future. We have good pasture waiting for us. He leads us to eternal life. Reminds me of a story told about this preacher back in the 1850s. He's kind of a circuit rider, went from one town to another, and he's out someplace out in the Midwest, out in the Plain States, and he hears that there's this little boy who is quite sick. So he decides to visit. He goes out to the ranch, and sure enough, the boy's got diphtheria. Now, in those days, diphtheria was a very contagious and usually fatal disease, especially for children. So he goes into the house, the little ranch house there, and the little boy's in bed, 7 years old. He's in bed. And so the preacher starts talking with him, and finally he says to the little boy, "Tell me, do you know the 23rd Psalm?" The little boy said, "Oh, yes, we learned that in Sunday school." He said, "Well, recite it for me." So he begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want..." "Wait a minute," the preacher says. "You're reciting it too fast. Let me show you a better way to recite it. Count it on your fingers," he said. "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my..." You see, he said, your fourth finger, my. That's the love finger, he said. That's the finger on which your mom and dad have their wedding rings. That's the love finger. And what that means is that the Lord is your shepherd, your shepherd. And he promises to lead you to everlasting life. Little boy seemed to be pleased with that. They talked a little more and the preacher left. Winter came. In the spring, he goes back out to visit the family again, and as he's getting close to the house, he sees this mound of dirt. He realizes the little boy must have died during the winter. He goes in, and that's true. The little boy died, and parents were very, distraught, obviously. told him how much they had loved the little boy, how good a little boy he was, and so forth. They said, you know, something very strange, though. The night before he died, we went into his room like always, and we put him into bed, and we said a prayer with him, and we kissed him goodnight, and we left. And the next morning when we went into his room, he was dead. But something very strange we couldn't understand. He had his hand wrapped around his fourth finger. He had his hand wrapped around his fourth finger. My shepherd, who will lead me to everlasting life. Do we listen to that? Do we hear God's words, Jesus' words? So as we gather today, he speaks to us those important, critical words that every one of us is precious to him. Nothing can take us out of his hand, and he will lead us to everlasting life. Is your ear cocked? Is your ear leaning to the speaker? Do you hear your master's voice? May God bless you.